Hi, everybody. It's Judy. We're about to speak with Steven Chavez, who's a leader at a military aerospace company. He's a former Marine, as well as a CID and CID Plus instructor, and an executive board member of the IPC Designers Council. Whether you're starting out in your career or you're an advanced pro, you're going to love this conversation and get great takeaways. If you're new to the industry, you'll find tips about where to find training. If you've been at it a while, Steph will challenge you to take it up a notch, get connected, step out of your comfort zone, and pay it forward. So listen in. I hope you'll enjoy. Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media. Hi, Steph. It's good to see your face. Thanks so much for joining. Can't wait to hear what you have to share with us today.
Awesome. It's nice to be here with you. I'm very excited about this. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So why don't you start out and just give our audience just an introduction about you and your background as a designer and a design manager.
Okay. So my background as a designer and where I'm at in my role with IPC, I'm a senior level designer. I work for a large aerospace company, one of the largest, if not the largest aerospace company. I lead a team in Phoenix, Arizona, as well as a team in Bangalore, India, and part of the community of practice there. My biggest role that I have globally, though, is the executive board member for the IPC Council, the Designers Council Executive Board. I am now the communications officer for a new role in the digital layout, the column that we are starting to do with iConnect Magazine, and the digital route with UP Media. And I'm very excited about that. We just launched it, and it's having me outside of my box, because I normally that's out of my role, but it's very exciting. And anything that has to do with PCB design, fabrication, assembly, that's my passion and my background. I started as an avionic technician in the Marine Corps and evolved from there as my career progressed. I evolved into a PCB designer, and it's been like 28 years now. And I'm now an instructor, an advanced instructor, teach at CID and CID Plus for IPC and for EPTAC, and I fly around, and I'm very blessed to meet amazing designers that are hungry for knowledge, and they got a passion too. So other people that have the knack like I do. So
yep, you are among friends here on the On Track podcast. So how I came to know Steph back in my PCB and EMS days was I actually called on Steph at that large aerospace company that he's talking about, and we became friends, and then we connected through the IPC Design Forum, where he was a speaker there, and that's how we became connected a few years ago and have since become dear friends, and I've come to really respect all the ways that he is giving back to designers. So I wanted to have you jump in here, Steph, and talk about maybe three or four pieces of advice you would give to designers, no matter what stage of the career that they're in, of ways that they can proactively advance their career, because I think you have a lot of wisdom on the subject. So let's start out. I think the first one you had mentioned to me was around professional development, which I know is a subject you're passionate about.
Exactly. I think when it comes to your career and your evolution, it's nobody else's responsibility except for your own. And you as an individual have to ask yourself, where do you want to be and how do you want to evolve? And continuous education and with all the courses that are out there regarding the industry conferences, the seminars, the expos, you have individuals such as Rick Hartley or Lee Ritchie that are giving classes, Happy Holden that are talking at these seminars. it's just amazing. And to get involved and to get this knowledge, that it's out there and it's up to you and it's up to each individual where they want to do, where they want to be, and how they want to apply what they gain and to progress their career. And I'm very passionate about continuous improvement and continuous education, because major universities don't have a curriculum for PCB design. And the only way you're going to get it in a full spectrum is to actually attend these conferences. So, as well as, I mean, I'll even say LTM Live this year, the buzz I heard and the feedback, unfortunately I was teaching a CAD class at Micron, but at that time, and the feedback I got was just amazing. And the content I had seen from it was, you know, I'm very excited, and I'm hoping that next year my schedule, I have a gap to where I can attend it. So it's amazing with what's happening in the industry. So
thank you so much, by the way, by saying that and telling us about the things that you heard. What I love about this for our listeners is Steph is not an Altium Designer user.
No,
so I kind of love that he appreciates what we've tried to do here, which is not only talk about our tool, but just feed the design community ways to just be a better designer, whether you use our tools or not. So I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I know for sure you would say CID training, right?
Exactly. The CAD and the CAD plus certification, in my opinion, those are the stepping stones you need to evolve into a truly solid, good designer. I would say great, but you know, every designer is unique and everyone's different. Then every design can be done different ways, and it's a whole collection of being able to do it under pressure, on time, on schedule. And the bottom line is you want to apply the three successful traits of a design, or what I refer to as the designer's triangle. You want to make revision one work, and you want to get it right the first time. And you know, it's regarding the layout solvability, it's performance regarding PI and SI, which is your signal integrity, power integrity, and then your DFM, you know, manufacturable, is the first one. Can it function the same way, and can it be produced the same as if it's the thousandth one? So those key factors are what, when you solidify and you hone your skills and you're able to do that every time, you've truly have pinnacled, have reached, you know, your design success, and that's key.
You know, in regards to CID, it may be common knowledge, but it wasn't that many years ago that I came to understand that CID really helps designers not just be practitioners of designing or routing per se, it helps them time together, you know, designing in a way that does make a manufacturable board in context of manufacturing both at the bare board level and the assembly level. So it's really cohesive, and you still need to learn, you know, great routing practices or something. And I always thought it was like a techniques thing, and
The bottom line is that the CID certification is the foundation. It is like learning the alphabets for speaking English. You've got to learn the foundation. You got to lay a solid foundation down first, and that's what the CID course does, and the certification class does, is to solidify your skills as a designer, that you know at a minimum of the industry standard to talk the same language from design to fabrication to assembly, and you are able to talk intelligently and comprehend and totally understand the process of what that board is going to go through and all the details that go into it. And it's amazing, and you'd be surprised how many designers or engineers, double E's, have not been to a fabrication shop, and when they go there for the first time, they're blown away on the amount of details that go into it, and all the little nuances and potential for escapes, or what we call, or what I would say, for errors. It's the CAD class does that. It solidifies that you know at a minimum of industry standard knowledge to be able to start the foundation of being a designer. Then you advance into the advanced course where you're going to get into what Mike Creedon likes to refer to as the little Sparkies. And I love that about Mike. Mike is phenomenal. I mean, I can't say enough about Mike, but that's a whole other topic. The CID Plus course is where you get into honing your skills at a more advanced level. You get into more details regarding your stack ups, the electromagnetivity, the capacitance, the inductance. You start talking about all that. You start talking about, you know, a series termination, parallel termination, and the effects it has on the design. And that's why that tough is a tougher course. It's more detailed, and you've got to know what you're doing. By the time you take that advanced course, you need to have designed a few boards under your belt. And I don't mean just like little four-layer stack-ups or little six-layer stack-ups. Right. You need to have done some medium to complex designs and to truly understand, okay, now, so when you take this course, then you know, okay, now I understand. I understand why they're telling me this or why I'm certifying to this. So I love those courses. That's why I love to teach them. And I love to see that aha moment in the student, in his eyes when he gets it and he can correlate it. And then he starts relating it back to his design back in his office. And it's truly amazing. And I feel that in my level of my career, this is my way of giving back. And I owe it to all the other engineers that have got me here and all the other just people and throughout my career that have helped me along the way. And yeah. It's my job now, I feel, to pay it back or pay it forward.
Yeah.
And help this newer generation, because we just don't have enough designers out there.
Yep.
And yeah, so it's great courses. I highly recommend them.
I just think sometimes, I don't think I'm the only one that didn't realize really the context of them. And also, what would you say, it's I don't know exactly what the cost is, but it's not cheap. So if you're a designer, you're getting by pretty well, but you want to up your game and advance your career, which is what we're talking about today, is it worth ponying up your own money and time to do it? Is there going to be a direct return on investment in your career, do you think?
I highly recommend, and as I said in the beginning, you're your best investment, and it's up to you. And if a company, you're able to get a company to sponsor you or to pay, that's great. But in my opinion, go after it yourself, because it's going to hone your skills better, well-round you as a designer. And in the end, if you're unemployed and you're looking for a job, the first thing that jumps out is that you're a certified designer or advanced certified designer. And in many cases, you're not going to get hired into a company unless you have those.
Yeah.
You may have 30 years experience, but then the question becomes, why didn't you ever go back, or why didn't you get that certification?
Right.
You know, with that amount of experience, it should be a shoe-in for you. I'm not saying it's a walk in the park, because you still got to study the material, but it's, you know, that's just solidifying, you know, where you are in your career. And
yeah.
So I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Share maybe here in the show notes, when we did the recap video of Altium Live, Eric Bogatin came on and sort of expressed this in the same way. And what he did, he mentioned a quote out of Alice in Wonderland, and he said that they were, I don't know, in the Red Forest, and the lion came up to Alice and said, "In this forest, you have to run faster and faster just to stay in the same place." And he said, that's how it is to be, you know, a designer these days. You got to run faster and faster to keep up. And so I thought that was a good analogy he used. So besides formal things like CID, I know there are some favorite conferences and places. You mentioned Altium Live. Thank you for that. But I know there's other conferences out there that you're fans of. What conferences would you recommend as the go-to ones? Like, if you could only go to a couple a year, what would they be?
So for me, the main conferences that I make sure I attend is IPC APEX. That's usually held the first part of the year in San Diego. And the next big one would be PCB West. That's usually out of Santa Clara. And PCB West is is like pure design for PCB designers. Yeah. And I love that conference because the content is it's second to none. It's amazing
that
the content that is there. And the other designers that are attend, the other engineers that attend, and just collaborating. And it's more than just sitting in a room listening to an individual lecture to you. It's also interfacing with other designers who are running into the same problem or may have done something that you are thinking of attempting, and they have already been through the School of Hard Knocks and they're willing to share with you. It's amazing how many people are out there that are willing to extend a hand to help. It's up to you to take it. I really love those conferences for that. Apex is great because it gives you the full spectrum from the manufacturing point of view, from assembly. Oh my gosh, you walk the showroom floor there. My gosh, you can walk for days. It's just like...
Yeah, and if you don't have time to get into a board shop or an assembly shop, you can see a lot of equipment.
You're exactly right, because they're running them live there, mm-hmm, and they have mm-hmm. them on there, and they're showing you examples. They're running little prototypes or little demos, and you get to talk to the fabricators. You get to talk to them right there. The raw material suppliers, you see, you get to touch and feel, and it's amazing that what you can come across or the samples that you can get. And it's a win-win. The way I look at it, it's a win for everyone. And I highly recommend those. You have other little ones throughout the year. You got DesignCon is another big one. There's a Del Mar show. I don't exactly remember what that name is.
It's electronics. Yeah, the Del Mar Electronics and Design Show, I think. It's called. It's like DMEDS or something.
Yeah, and that's another good one, too. You got PCB Carolina that just finished up. I've always wanted to attend that. My schedule has never lined up so I can attend it. And they just had, I think, almost 1,000 people attend that one-day conference. And it's amazing. It's a lot of good stuff happening throughout the country. And there's plenty of places to take advantage and get to it. And my opinion is get off your butt and get to one. If your company's not going to pay for it, you know what? I think you owe it to yourself to go to at least one a year. If I know it's tough. And early in my career, I used to make foolish mistakes, no different than anybody else. And I used to think, you know, very foolish, like, if no one's going to pay, I'm not going to go. Well, how did that work out for me in the first 5 or 10 years? It was tough. I struggled because I didn't know what I didn't know. It wasn't until I got involved and started to realize and educate myself, and it made all the difference. That's all I can say.
Well, and what I like about shows like specifically PCB West, PCB Carolinas, and if I may say Altium Live, they're small enough that you can get next to Rick Hartley, Eric Bogatin, Happy Holden, Mike Creedon, Steph Chavez. You can you can rub shoulders with the pros, like the creme de la creme, right?
And exactly.
Because they're small and intimate enough, where some other larger shows, Apex is pretty large, but still highly valuable. But some of those other ones, I think you could get next to... really some of the top in the industry.
You'd be surprised. They're so accessible. You could be standing in the lunch line with your little meal ticket that you would get at any of these shows, and in front of you or behind you, you have Rick Hartley.
Yeah,
you know, and he's as
who's
passionate
happy to,
as ever.
Who's happy to chat you up. He's a very generous, plain-spoken guy. He's very approachable. We love Rick.
You're absolutely right. I mean, either one of those shows, you can wait till after the lecture is over and talk one-on-one. You can exchange business cards. They will talk to you. They reach out and they will talk to you. This is why, when I think about it, this is why I love like UP Media and iConnect 007 magazines. The articles and the authors and the content in those magazines, they're the best. And you can reach out and send an email. They'll reply to you. Mm-hmm. They'll reply. They'll talk to you. They'll help you. They'll guide you. It's truly amazing.
Well, this segues into the next point that you told me that really made a difference in your career, which was get involved. And so I know that's also something that you've learned over time. Mm-hmm. And you and I have shared this, like, to about just being bold enough to ask or to email somebody. So tell us a little bit more about the importance of getting involved in ways you think designers can do that today.
Okay, so the biggest thing when I think about what made a difference in my career at that point, or that if I can pick a point in time, it was when I was dragged to, and I say dragged, I bought a specific tool, and I was forced when I changed jobs, and I was given a small budget, and I bought a specific tool, and the FAE that came out asked me about IPC. I'm not going to lie, early in my career, I knew nothing about IPC. I was rubber stamping documents with the best of them. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't know who to turn to. There wasn't so much content on the internet like there is today of where to get involved. And so this FAE took me to a local IPC chapter meeting here in Phoenix, Arizona. And it just so happened to be that guy was Paul Fleming, who was an executive DC member of the larger Designers Council. And I was stunned that there were other people out there that had the same oddball knack that I did. And instantly, I knew I found my place. And within the year, I became the secretary. And all I did was just get involved. And I started meeting the right people, talking to the right people, finding mentors who had years experience that are so willing to share knowledge. And I just absorbed it like a sponge. And it made all the difference. And then I just kept being hungry for more and more. And I just got involved. The more I think about it, the more it made sense. It's, do you want to sit on the sidelines and complain, or do you want to be a difference maker and help change how the industry is evolving and be a part of that change? And I would tell any young EE or any young designer, technician, whoever, get involved. Get involved, whether it's IPC or IEEE, IEEE. Get involved. That's all I would say. Get involved. Whether it's an EMC group, it will make a difference in your career.
And so. I have found, you and I think share this as, and you just sort of alluded to it, the moment at which you volunteer, you become secretary. I volunteer for our local designer chapter with in Orange County and in San Diego. Yep. Mm-hmm. The moment you volunteer and start serving, you start connecting to those people, and then those people connect you to other people, and it's just like the ripple in the pond.
You're absolutely right.
And so I love that, and I've watched you grow like a weed just in the time that I've known you. You've gone from maybe Paul Fleming dragging you to a meeting to you're presenting at Design Forum at IPC. Now you've got two columns. Like, you continue to grow, and I think your superpower is service, and the more you give,
it's a win-win. I you're right, and Paul didn't have to drag me, but that we always tease and joke about it, and he took me to the meeting, and it was just amazing, and I got involved, and I just kept asking, and I was eager and willing, and it just made all the difference. It made all the difference. And networking, when I'm in front of my classes teaching, communication is a big thing that I talk about, and networking is huge, along with my professional development preach that I give to them. But you're only as good as your network. And whenever you see an individual, in my opinion, whether it's you, me, Rick, when they're standing there talking to you, it's not just them. It's every other engineer that they cross paths with that gave a little piece to them that they have with them, that they're standing right there to the left and to the right. Mm-hmm. So when I stand in front of the classes, I say, it's not Steph Chavez standing here. It's Steph Chavez's entire network. So you don't see it, but Rick is on my left. You got Happy Holden is on my right. You know, Lee Ritchie right to my right. So it's not just me. You have Mike Creedon whispering in my ear that's giving me the answer to the reply. I said, so it's not, believe me, it's not just the individual. It's everyone that got you there.
Yep.
So networking is key.
Now you plug into that community, and it's powerful.
It is.
And, along those lines is, Well, I know Paul didn't drag you to that meeting, and Scott McCurdy didn't drag me, but he invited me more than once. And when I finally went, after I stood him up for a couple times, it was like, do I really need to go? But I don't want to let Scott down. And I'm like, fine, yeah, I'll go. He wasn't really dragging me there, but I didn't know what I didn't know, like you said. And once I got there and volunteered, you know, the whole world changed. So I agree with you there that it is a life changer.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I started as secretary. I'm now the president of the local chapter here in Phoenix. I think I've held almost every seat in that chapter, and I'm now the president. And yeah, so when I look back, it's amazing.
What you don't realize when you're sitting on the outside of that framework is all these organizations want help. Just people don't tend to step up. Which leads us to your third point, I think, which I really liked how you framed this, was kind of to live every part of your day outside of your comfort zone. So tell us a little bit about what you meant when you said that.
So when I think about this, I didn't know this until I matured more as an individual as well as an engineer, is you don't grow or you don't learn until you're under the gun and under fire, and you're outside your comfort zone. So I always, you know, say, hey, here's your box. Spend every day outside that box, and you will challenge yourself, and it forces you to grow. When you're uncomfortable, you're adapting to your environment and you're growing, and that's the key, and that's a big thing that I will preach on, or I will try to sell, if you want to say it's selling, is I challenge every one of you, or every when I'm in the class, I'm like, I challenge every one of you to spend every day outside of your comfort zone. I guarantee you it will make a positive difference, a very positive difference. I know, because you know, 10, 15 years ago I did the same thing to myself. Look where I'm at, and I can't believe I'm standing here in front of you guys. And you know, I tell them, and I'm average Joe. I'm just like you guys. The only difference is I'm not afraid to ask, and I go after it. You know, that's all I can say. You know, so yeah, I say that a lot, is, you know, stay out of your comfort zone. You know, matter of fact, and I kind of related or not, but every time when I talk to my daughter, when I go to hang up, when she's off in college in another state, I always say, baby girl, have a great day. And by the way, what do I always say? Stay out of your comfort zone. She says, yes, Dad, I know. Stay out of that comfort zone. So, yeah.
Good advice. Well, I can tell, I can say, as your friend, you live what you preach. You practice what you preach. You walk the walk. So,
thank you.
You know, kind of wrapping up here, following up on something you just said, what are some things, when you look back at young designer Steph Chavez to who you are today, what things are you surprised about having put these things into practice?
So what surprises me is how much I didn't know, and I was blindly going through the motions, and I just didn't know. And how getting involved and whether it's getting involved with an IPC council or just attending the industry expos or conferences, on the little golden nuggets that I picked up that helped me hone in and realize the mistakes I was making and how to improve my design quality, improve schedule time, and become a key member of a team. Because that's the key, is designers nowadays are no longer under a rock or in a dark room in a corner. You are part of a team, and to being you know, a vital part of that overall design process is key. And nowadays, with the way the economy is evolving, and you constantly want to grow to make yourself marketable, to make yourself to where a company wants your services. They want you as an employee because you're a difference maker, you know. So yeah, so what surprises me, I guess, when I think about just how the industry is evolving, is I'm surprised that we don't have enough designers coming up behind us. That's the biggest thing, is where are the new designers coming from? Are double E's having to evolve into designers? our designers having to evolve into like a double E. So you're getting a hybrid.
Yep.
And that's the way I see it. And the way that the industry is going with the speeds and the edge rates that we're seeing, you're seeing a mix. And we just don't have enough designers to fill the gaps of those that are either retiring and, unfortunately, those that are passing away. And I think what the average age of a designer is, like, in his early 50s.
Yeah.
You know, early
late
50s.
Late 40s, early 50s, yeah. It might be early 50s now. It was a few years back. It was like 48.
Yeah, there's no younger generation. So the surprise to me is we need more. And why isn't there more of it? And when you attend the conferences, that's what surprises me. I mean, you can make a great living and have a great career doing this. And to me, that's the biggest surprise, is that we just don't have enough. In 5 years, we're really going to be hurting. The industry's, it's a tsunami coming. And
well, take heart, my friend, because at least here at Altium, one of my favorite parts of my job, I probably said this before, is working with students. And there's these EEs graduating from schools, and we are helping to make sure that there's training available, and we're providing tools, and they are on teams, like creating Hyperloop pods where they're getting hands-on engineering training, and they're getting scooped up by top companies. So at least from the seat that I have in the industry, I do have a lot of hope. And also, I was speaking to John Mitchell, who's the CEO of IPC, and he also told me by the end of the year, they are putting out a fundamental PCB design training course for EDU. So I think people, you know, Altium's doing something, IPC's doing something, you're doing something in your day-to-day. Yeah. So I think if we all band together, and I think you've done well to encourage our listeners as well, is to step in, man, get your feet wet, hop in. We need you. We're eager to both give to you and learn from you. And so this has been really encouraging and very practical. And
I'm sure
you didn't see yourself at the beginning of your career being on the IPC Designer Council Executive Board or teaching, being a certified IPC trainer and hanging out with icons. But here you are put these things into practice. So thank you so much, Steph. I always enjoy learning from you and catching some of your passion. And
it's my pleasure. I love chit-chatting with you. And you're right. The industry, we're this is a good times. And
it is
really to grasp a hold of the brass ring and run with it. And I'm part of being a part of the people in the industry that are in the know, and you are definitely one of them. And what you have been doing the last year, 2 years, is amazing. And I've seen you flourish. So congrats to you and what you're doing there at Altium. There's a lot of buzz. I know, because I travel around the world and I see the different classes. I see who's in the classes, and you're doing really good stuff. And honored just to be sitting here chatting with you about this. So. And
well,
I'm so glad you're a dear friend of mine as well.
Yes, same here. Well, you know, we are singing the same song, and I'm really privileged that I work at Altium and that they allow me to support and advocate for designers. I kind of love that Altium really does stand for engineers and designers. So I love my job, and thank you for your kind words. Okay, well, I think our time is about up, but thank you again, Steph. This has been really great, and I'm sure I will see you soon, probably at IPC Apex in San Diego. We'll get a
chance to
hang out and learn some more from the smart folks that we get to call of our friends. Before I wrap up here, I'd like to take a moment to encourage people who are in the Europe region that Altium Live Munich is coming up, that Steph talked about. We're doing that in Munich, January 15th through 17th. So if you're there, please join us. Also, Altium Designer 19 is coming out shortly. And there's a lot of buzz around here in La Jolla, as you might imagine. And we are incentivizing people to grab that tool by the end of the year. So visit us at allteam.com, call your account manager and to learn more about the fun things that we're doing to help make it easier for you to get 80-19. Steph, thanks again.
It's my pleasure.
Look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks for listening to this podcast today. Remember to always stay on track.